What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All right, hope everybody out there had a happy 4th of July. If it hinged on the Pirates winning games, sorry. If it hinged on the Pirates scoring a run, doubly sorry. As we come to you today, the full house, the full team. Actually, that's not true. Intern Jack's off. Did he call off, or is he just blowing us off today?
Phrasing already just is not great here.
Why? What's wrong?
Intern Jack off.
Intern Jack's off. Oh. I mean, not your best
phrasing.
Well,
he's off.
No, he is off today.
So what? Because the guy's name's Jack, we can't say he's off?
I'm just saying you could have said Intern Jack's not here today, he's off
today. So we have
today.
To change the way we talk about people because
Donnie,
everyone has
a pick up on it too?
Masturbatory mind.
Oh, here we go. Now you had to take it and just explicitly say it. Here we go.
He is in Hilton Head for the week.
Congratulations on all his success. What is he, a 55-year-old man? Hilton Head.
Wait, now you're slagging Hilton Head?
I think Hilton Head.
You went to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah,
which is
there's
like
a
the
lot
Yinzer
to do
Paradise.
In Myrtle Beach. Hilton Head is for the old-timers. Hilton Head's for the retired
people.
Hey,
Donnie, check this out. On today's show, we got a bona fide South Carolina vacation expert sitting across from me. This is impressive.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you're old and retired, you go to Hilton Head. If you're young and you're fun, you go to Myrtle Beach. Everybody knows that.
If you're young and you're fun, you go to like Merle's Inlet, in my opinion, which is south of Myrtle Beach. That's neither here nor there, Pony.
Pedantic Mulsey off to a red hot start here.
I think we're all playing right to type right now. I think the boys came back from a long weekend just locked into their spots.
Shut out in a series for the first time ever. They were shut out when they were called something that wasn't the Pirates.
The Alleghenies?
I think so. Baseball Reference calls them the Allegheny Cities in 1888. Not the Pittsburgh
Alleghenies. Oh, yeah, that's like a very specific part of the North Side, too, that was Allegheny City. So they have never been shut out as the Pirates, only as the Allegheny Cities. When they had the 43-4 run, they broke a mark by the Cincinnati Outlaw Reds.
Yeah.
I mean, truly containing multitudes.
Everything going back to the 19th century.
Yes.
Going back to the days of Grover Cleveland being the president of the United States for a second term.
There a Grover Cleveland Alexander who pitched?
There was.
I wonder if those guys ever, like, you know, met up and said, hey, same name.
Scoreless in Seattle is the headline that's making the rounds.
Yes, Pomp did that last night.
The Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan romantic comedy that no one liked. And then they said, let's run it back and go with You've Got Mail starring Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks again.
Wasn't Sleepless in Seattle massively popular?
Just because something's popular doesn't mean it's good.
Yes, but that would necessitate a sequel because once something's popular and makes money, they're going to do some other spin on it.
Doesn't mean it's good.
What was the other big one in the mid-90s? While You Were Sleeping. That was the other one
they
that
were in that
liked.
Together, too?
No, that was Sandra Bullock and Bill Pullman.
Don't know how that's relevant, Chris, but that's okay.
I always get the two mixed up. That's how it's relevant. Hitless, scoreless, whatever. Not hitless. Scoreless
so,
in Seattle, Pony.
I like to do this exercise every now and then.
Squats?
I can still do squats, yes. My Achilles are okay with those.
And we've gotten stabilized on that front, I hope. Like, hopefully.
Oh, it's tendonitis. The one thing my trainer said was, everyone tells you stretching is good. It's actually bad.
Like because you're supposed to stretch dynamically, like you're supposed to kind of loosen up before
you
exercise.
You don't want to stretch Achilles right now because any stretch could tear it or rupture it.
So tendonitis could be a precursor to something worse.
We got to make those things stronger. We don't
How
want
do
to stretch
make
them
it stronger?
Out. Well, we're going to get to that in future
okay.
Trips
right,
to the PT.
Okay.
But anyways.
Yes.
I like to give people a blank canvas, literally.
Oh, boy.
So with this historic sweep, after they swept the Cardinals and shut them out for three games. The Pirates are blank. 412-928-9370. What are they? Yes, you could literally say a baseball team.
What would you say if the first caller, if you had not put that disclaimer and first caller said, they're a baseball team. Thanks, guys. Talk to you later. I think I'd respect
because
it.
The scoreless in Seattle does, the word that popped into my head today was this team is a comedy. You could cue up the bubbly intro they used at on Seinfeld or the Curb Your Enthusiasm song.
They're definitely more Curb Your Enthusiasm. They're definitely more that song.
I mean, if I
vibe.
Like, here's the thing about what happened in Seattle. Even though there were good vibes, I mean, my family literally on 4th of July sat around an outdoor TV at 4 o'clock like it was an FDR fireside chat for the Pirates game.
Because they were pumped going into it.
There was legitimate buzz and energy and excitement at my house on a holiday and in my community to see what the Pirates were going to do because they just won six games by a combined score of 43-4. So they had an actual captive audience. And if I told you before that game started, look, here's the deal. They're actually going to go out here and lose all three games and not score a run in any of them. I got to be honest with you. I would not have been shocked. Because that's just who they are. Like that, it is the most Pirates thing of all time for them to sweep a team and not give up a run and come not later in the year, not a month later, not, you know, in September. The literal next series, they don't score a run. I mean, do you disagree with that? It's like, it's
Did you have a friend growing up or in college especially? I think you have to be
it's
like.
It's so playing to type.
No, it's
unbelievable.
Donnie, I could ask you this question too. Because I have an example of a friend like this, but did either of you guys hang around with in your larger group? Usually it's the person who's like the center of all the action. Just weird stuff tends to happen to them, good or bad. Like they always are in the middle of something or other, right?
Yeah, they're like a character. They're
yeah,
like a
exactly.
TV character.
That's what the Pirates are. So like my buddy Tom once, he was a Marine. I think he's a millionaire now because of an internet, like a startup he did in something because he's very smart.
Not a scam though. You almost
No. Not like a scam. He's like in software or firmware or whatever.
Congratulations on all his success.
He was a United States Marine. You know, still is. You're never a was past tense there. He once streaked across Heinz Field for a Whipfield title game.
You told me that.
He also participated in something when we were all of legal drinking age called the most interesting man in Oakland, and there was like a trip on the line for the winner. He so enraged the organizers that despite winning the contest,
they didn't let him take the trip.
They didn't let him take the trip. How did he win the contest, you ask? Blacked out drunk, he stripped to his underwear in a bar, and there was a game of skill. It was the last game was darts pony. Unable to see straight, he was so drunk, he hit dead center bullseye. And was thrown out of the bar immediately thereafter. So that's what the Pirates are,
so
though.
So are you going to say they're entertaining because
no,
they...
but that's where the analogy... I was going to say, to preface it, I was going to say the analogy's not perfect because my buddy, pretty entertaining guy, if you're orbiting around him, you can just kind of laugh and have a good time, and he's the one assuming all the risk. The Pirates are frustrating. They're like the frustrating version. They're like the friend that could get their life together but doesn't and almost does so by choice. They don't want to get themselves together, and they can't be trusted for anything. The only thing I felt watching these games play out was Pomp and I on the sports call. He asked me, he's like, Chris, what do you make of this winning streak as it's happening? I said, Bob, it is a six-game like stretch in a 162-game season. You have to be catastrophically White Sox last year, Rockies this year level bad to not probably get a six-game run like this.
I disagree with that.
And the only noteworthy thing about that six-game run was how bad their offense was to that point and how much they bludgeoned those two teams. That's what made it interesting.
Okay, I've heard people say even the worst teams have a hellacious 6 weeks where they go off and they win and have a six-game winning streak. That's right. But they don't do it the way the Pirates did. They handed the Mets their worst series loss of all time, and then they shut out the Cardinals for three games. That's not, the sun shines on a dog's ass once a day thing. That's not. They did something historic in a positive way. And then without wasting any time, immediately turned it around and had something tragic happen to them that had never been seen before. Chuck in Uniontown's never seen anything like this. Joe in Verona, who's 90 years old, has never seen anything like this. Doc in Claysville, is he even still alive?
He called the other day.
He's never seen anything like this.
I want to know what Greg in Youngstown thought, because if there's anybody
Greg
who wears
Youngstown
their...
probably said, see, I knew this was coming.
Yeah. If there's anyone who wears their rage right on their sleeve, it's him.
It's just... Donnie, and I give him credit, he says on Monday before all hell broke loose with the Steelers, last Monday, he said, hey, we're allowed to enjoy the Pirates for 5 minutes. Donnie, you were right. That's all we got. We got 5 minutes.
I did joke that day, so a week ago now, I said it wouldn't surprise me at all if they got shut out tonight. Now, to their credit, they went on to shut out the Cardinals for all three, so I missed it by three games. But,
So what are they then? What are they?
They're a bad baseball team.
That's what you'd call them.
They're just bad, yeah.
I mean, a bad baseball team can still have, its fun, enjoyable moments throughout the year, but they're not a good baseball team.
Andrew, on our YouTube comments, which are always dynamic, this is no exception, unsponsored YouTube comments right now. Andrew,
yes, you keep hammering that point.
I know, I just like to say that every once in a while.
It's an attack on our sales staff every time you say it. It sounds that way to me.
I am encouraging them, just like we encourage them to make sure Donnie's Debrief had a sponsor, and look what happened. Pal. No, he just said this. This is exactly how I feel about it. Folks were sitting here talking about how many games back they might become in the wild card chase.
That is true.
He was like,
asked Greg Brown that question. You said, how many games do they need to be out before you start to get curious about what they're going to do?
But I think I even prefaced that with, Greg, it's an absurd thing for me to ask, but what the hell am I going to do?
You asked it, though.
And he said, just basically, come on, LOL. That's right. They're the Pirates. Come on, LOL. This is the Pirates. People often say that when a team wins a bunch in a row, even if they're a good team, they usually don't just lose one and go right back on a streak. They lose two or three. It's very rare to win six the way they did. In fact, it's pretty much unprecedented to win six the way they did, following it up by losing three the way they did. Only the Pirates, baby.
Yes.
Play the, what's the Price is Right music? The fail horn. When the little mountain climber goes over the edge and doesn't stop, play the fail horn. That's what they are.
Paul in Friendship joins us. Hello, Paul.
Well, it's very interesting. Didn't they lose two of those games in Seattle by 1-0?
Yes. Saturday night and yesterday afternoon.
Doesn't that make it even worse?
Well, I don't know, and that's why I'm going to use this word. The Pirates are a dichotomy. That's what they are. Because I read today where they have given up the fewest runs in Major League Baseball.
No, that's not true. They've given up the fewest in the National League, but still, that's good.
In the National League, okay. Good enough. But then they've also obviously scored the fewest. So I love watching the pitching. I love what Burrows is doing. We haven't even seen Jones yet. Ashcraft looks like he might be, he could be a starter. He might be a closer. I mean, this guy, they're bringing up arm after arm after arm, and then they lose 1-0, 2-0, 2-1 all the time. And it's
you don't sound glass half full, though. You sound glass half empty to me.
No, I am glass half full only because, again, being a small market team, I think it's easier to get some bats than it would be to get this much pitching.
Based on what? What about Ben Cherington makes you think it's easy to find bats? The best hitter he's ever acquired is Jack Swinski. Think about that. Mackey had that stat today. By war in a trade, the best hitter Ben Cherington has acquired through draft or a trade is Jack Swinski.
What's Jack Swinski's career war?
I think it's still in the positive, even though he's been excommunicated to AAA.
No, he's a 1.5 career war. It is not out of the realm of possibility, and I almost don't even want to say this for the poor kid, that if Connor Griffin continues his torrid pace and they actually just say screw it and bring him up early, it might take him 70 games to become the most productive hitter Ben Cherington's ever.
Some of it's not surprising. We know we go out there, you're gonna face a really good pitching staff. The Mariners have really good pitching. Sure enough, we face that. It's a difficult ballpark to hit. It's more of a pitching environment, a little bit like PNC, but maybe even more extreme. Maybe add in a West Coast and time zone change and all that stuff. None of that's excuses. It's just a matter of explanation. Bottom line is we need to have those quality at bats. We need to get back to more quality at bats, fight for every pitch. And that's how we win games.
Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Ben Cherington sounding like he wasn't shocked his team scored zero runs in Seattle. First time the Pirates scored zero runs in a sweep ever. Yeah.
What was his reaction when they scored 43 in six games? If that's how he sounded after a triple shutout, like, he must have practically had a heart attack from surprise when they scored that many runs.
I think he expects bad. So he's numb to the bad. And you're right. Probably when they did that over six games, he had a coronary.
I mean, the legitimately, I guess, relevant thing is, would that six-game stretch have started to convince him to do something else with this team at the deadline? Greg Brown went on with me a couple weeks ago when you were out in Myrtle.
He said big things were coming.
Yeah, and he said, like, he thinks Ben Cherington might have something big up his sleeve at the, like, around the deadline. And I was gobsmacked when he said that, because I think I followed up with, like, what, basically?
Pirates make history of the awful kind days after making great history at PNC Park. And getting your reaction to it at 412-928-9370. Right now to you, the Pirates are blank. I'm not saying blank because there's a bad word in there, like an F-bomb.
It's a Mad Libs. It's a fill in the blank.
Fill it in. 412-928-9370.
Limits is catching strays in the YouTube comments. Jory Rans Taint says the Pirates, like Limits, can't get past second base. That feels gratuitous at this point.
But also probably very true.
I mean, I wasn't going to go
there. Truth hurts.
I wasn't going to say that, but man.
Brian is in Oregon and is ready to chime in on this. Hello, Brian.
Hey, so I have two answers. The first one is boring, and the second one is nauseating. Mm. I was up in Seattle for the Saturday game and sitting Pirates dugout side. And in the first row, and the people behind me were so ignorant to baseball. And the Seattle PA announcer and everybody, they begged them to make noise. So when everybody talks about how loud Seattle fans are, it's ridiculous. Well, I've never seen
games. That's the 12th man.
That's the Seahawks.
Seahawks fans
they don't
are loud.
Mean that for Mariners games. Maybe when the Kingdom was open, but they don't now.
What I'm saying is I think it's all formulated and contrived. I don't think it's even real. Anyway, the whole thing was terrible, and you knew what was going to happen in the Saturday game. And then as soon as Skeens came out on Sunday, you knew that somebody was going to slip up and give up a home run. And 1-0 is the deficit the Pirates just can't overcome anymore.
I don't find them boring. I disagree with that part of the call. Nauseating, by all means. They nauseate. But boring, I mean...
The last nine games have been anything but. It's just been Mr. Toad's wild ride.
I don't find that boring. I mean, I find stretches where they were losing a lot of kind of listless games under Derek Shelton. That was boring. But this last week of Pirates baseball, if you're paying any attention, I know not everybody is, so we'll do some of that for those that don't. Things have happened that have never happened in the 100-plus year history of the team.
In the course of them
150 years almost.
In the course of them losing, this is neither here nor there about, like, fill in the blank, to just speak to the idea that they're boring. In the course of losing 1-0 yesterday, O'Neill Cruz made one of the most outrageous throws, and Henry Davis one of the most outrageous tags to get a guy by, what, a quarter step at home plate? That you will ever see in your entire life.
Skeen struck out 10 in five innings. I didn't find any of that boring.
Not boring.
David is next. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
I would say the Pirates are either as expected or the Pirates are a fantastic farm system for the rest of professional baseball league. And I think that, you know, the reason why I don't think Cherington's going anywhere is because what he does is keep the Pirates just relevant enough for us to be talking about them. And as long as he continues to do that and Nutting continues to profit from that, there's no reason for Nutting to get rid of Cherington. He continues to put money in his pocket at very, very little cost.
But they're not as expected. They're not as expected. They've won 38 of 91 games. They're on close to lose somewhere between 90 and 100 games. The odds makers had them as the same team as the last 2 years, 76 wins. They've gotten substantially worse this year. So that's not as expected. People didn't think they'd be good, but people also didn't think they'd be awful. They thought they would be a mediocre team. This is not a mediocre team.
I mean, I didn't expect them to be any better than what I'm seeing on the field. Because
so you had 90-plus losses for them?
I expected them to be, so maybe take win-loss out of it. I expected them to be in the cellar of the division.
Sure, I think a lot of people did.
But I guess what I'm saying is if you thought that they were going to be this bad, and if you're any kind of a betting person at all, that would seem like an opportunity to just smash the under before the season starts.
I have to make this confession. If you gave me one fact on this year's Pirates team, and it was, on July 7th, they would have given up the fewest runs in the National League, which is true. That is a fact.
Correct.
I would not expect them to be 38-53 right now. I would think they would be very close to 500, a couple games under 500 at worst.
Possibly a couple games above if
yes.
they had anybody hit at all consistently. Anybody.
And they hit for six games
yes.
at home. And went right back to being the team they've been all year.
They are who we thought they were.
Dennis Green said that.
The late great. After a loss to?
Donnie?
That was that Bears Cardinals Monday night game.
I thought I could catch you sleeping there, pal, but you weren't.
It's not like asking Harry Callis what conference Penn State plays in.
I believe it's the Sun Belt.
He doesn't know what the Sun Belt is. What are you kidding me?
Wait, so if we had asked him what is the Sun Belt in sports, you think he would just be like, I don't know?
Yeah, he wouldn't know. If he didn't lead the witness at all and
just said, what is the Sun Belt?
Yeah. Of course not.
I believe
he
it's a belt.
The Big Ten.
I believe it's a belt next to Orion's in the sky.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Guys.
Listen to Starkey and Pop on Wednesdays when they're actually working together to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon on the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Today was 93.7 The Mackie from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. He wrote a lot about the Pirates. We'll get into some of those comments coming up. Dan Zangrilli is here. I believe he had a reprieve from pre and post.
I did. Okay, so as you take shots of people on vacation. Who was the Colorado coach when we were in college? The viral clip. It's Division I football. Who was that? And then he would go on to say, that's more vacation than you guys get.
I don't remember that, Dan.
You don't remember that
no.
epic
I
is
do
it
not.
Football
is
it Colorado rant? Football? Like,
I think it was.
University of?
Yeah.
Would that have been the Neuheisel
Gary
era?
Barnett?
Yes, it was Gary Barnett.
Okay.
Epic
Good
rant,
call.
And there's so many drops that you can
was
get
Barnett
out of that.
Was Barnett the guy at Northwestern, Pony, when
he
Darnell
was.
Autry and them those guys got
yeah,
to,
he went
the
to the Rose
Bowl.
And that's when Ron went to the Rose Bowl, and he pretends like he's not a fan. But then for that game, he brought a little Ziploc bag, and he picked clippings of like the purple grass in the end zone, put it in a plastic bag, and brought it back with him.
See, not a fan, though.
Hot take, I think it's the best rant from a coach ever. And you can use, go play intramurals, brother. go play intramurals.
Was this guy Remember Hulk that? Hogan?
Oh, he sounded like him. It was so good.
Listen anyway. To the PM Team on Demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to Dan Zangrilli.
Oh, my.
Tonight, before Pirates Royals and after Pirates Royals, his visits with us are brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. They get everybody jazzed up, and then they they had one extra base hit in 27 innings. And it happened in the first inning, and then they didn't score a run. It hadn't happened since the 19th century when Grover Cleveland was president, Dan.
Grover, big Sesame Street character guy. One of my favorites. Man, that's it's tough because, you know, any steps forward that you think you're taking. And listen, they got pitched to great series by the Mariners, and I'm not sugarcoating this. You got to
for two-thirds of the series, they pitched their ass off too.
They did, and that's the crux of the frustration, because I think they're closer than they are further away, right? Or maybe not. That's what I keep going back and forth with.
Dan,
in my
they don't
head.
Know how to acquire hitters.
That's
Mackey had the stat. So, Jack Sawinski's the best hitter that Ben Cherington's brought in 6 years.
The facts are damning, right? It's the truth. Everything that he laid out in a really good column today, it's all true. And okay, so that's their brutal reality. That's what they're living in. But to fix it, this is a question that I still haven't yet to answer, is how close are they? How far away are they? And I go,
how would you answer that, your question?
He just says he can't figure it out.
Well, I say they're probably closer, because still I believe, and maybe this has changed, that the harder thing to do is set up the pitching infrastructure.
But they're proving that doesn't mean as much if you've literally given up the fewest runs in baseball,
ergo,
in the NL, and you're 16 teams out first place.
So, ergo, the question, what's more important now? Is it more important to actually build an offensive juggernaut and figure out the pitching, as opposed to the other way around for 130 years? It's, let's just get the pitching right and figure out a way to scratch across four runs, because when they do score four runs, they win twice as many games than they lose. And for whatever reason, that has been like climbing Kilimanjaro backwards on one leg to get to four runs. That's never really been a hard thing to do, even with mediocre offenses.
And I guess, how much credit does he deserve, Cherington, for being good at assembling a pitching staff when the guy who's worth five wins above replacement was, for most people, now I would have gotten this wrong, I would have picked Dylan Cruz, but for most people was the slam dunk first pick.
I'm going to just take Skeens and put him aside.
Yeah, I'm saying, how good is their pitching? Like, is it elite pitching without him?
I think it's pretty darn good, yeah. I mean, because the guy's going five innings. I mean, and Skeens isn't the whole is greater than the sum of its one part.
He inherited Mitch Keller. He brought in Heaney.
Right.
And he did trade for Falter.
Yep.
And so, like, I'm disinclined to give him, like, oodles of credit for assembling this great rotation when some of it was already there. When the biggest piece was close to a no-brainer, when one guy is a veteran who's going to get traded off anyway at the deadline in Heaney, and when, yes, the one really good asset there among the starters that he brought in is Bailey Falter. Like, I'm just not – I think maybe his genius as an assembler of a pitching staff is a little bit overstated here.
I think it's not so much just the starting rotation, but the staff at large, and I think it's –
And then the system,
it's
too,
the bullpen.
Chris.
It's the bullpen, too. I mean – Say what you want. I mean, do I dismiss Santana? Do I dismiss Isaac Mattson? Do I dismiss the fixing of and sticking with David Bednar? No, I don't dismiss any of that.
I don't.
So, and then you've got some, I think, nice plug-and-play guys. I mean, Mike Burrows, they stuck with him coming off an injury. He looks to be pretty good. I mean, the Jared Jones thing before he got hurt was really a great developmental success story that they expedited in extremely quick fashion. And, you know, he comes up here and dominates instantaneously. So I think they've done a nice job.
They've got three guys who are over the league average in OPS on the entire roster right now. Brian Reynolds, actually. That's a big problem. Andrew McCutchen at 38. O'Neill Cruz, who's barely at 717. And Nick Gonzalez, who's only played 29 games. I want to read you something Dejan wrote today.
Yeah.
I want you to tell me if this squares up with what you've heard. He said, I can't stress this bullet point enough. If this is the only point that resonates, that'd be fine. The Pirates hit last week because they were doing the opposite of what Cherington and his analytics army want. The literal polar opposite, and they're planning to get right back to it with their next stops in Kansas City and Minneapolis. Basically, what he wrote was, Cherington says be patient, take pitches, and their whole strategy against the Cardinals and Mets was jump on guys and be aggressive. Is that true?
I don't know.
And then he said, last sentence, talk about dysfunction.
I mean, I would actually look at the quality of pitching that they saw. over that six-game stretch, I'd break it down, like Frankie Montas and you know, the lefty,
Paul Blackburn.
Peterson. Yeah, I mean, they also saw some bootleggers that they caught at the right time.
Some bootleggers, Smalsy.
Johnny Bootlegger, some of the nastiest-looking liquor you can buy.
You can say that, you know, maybe that six-game stretch was, okay, the Mets come limping in, and the Cardinals series was impressive, sure, but... I mean, to sit there and
I don't like
say
what,
that like they went rogue
what
for
Dan,
one series
no, what
and
Dayon,
then they come
what
back.
What Dayon writes there, like, I'm not he's talking to more people on the inside, so I'm not going to say, like, he's getting it from players who don't maybe feel that way. But, man, whenever I hear something that's that cut and dried and it's, hey, if you take away one thing, take away this. This is how it went down. If it's that easy, then guess what? The players just band together, go rogue all the time, and guess what? You'll win the World Series. Look out, Dodgers, here they come.
And they do that anyway because guys have their own personal hitting instructors.
That just feels very convenient to explain how they were so good for six games and how... I guess the proof will be in the pudding on some small sample size. If they start raking again tonight and destroy the upper Midwest for six straight games... Then we can revisit that and say, was DK on to something?
Dan, do you agree with this? He also writes, there's very real resentment that Cherington afforded the budget by nutting to add to the big league payroll, instead applied even more money to analytics.
Well, that's certainly true. The last part of that is yes.
We know that the last part's true, but is there actual... He's implying that there's... Not implying, he's writing that there's resentment from the baseball field people, the manager, the players, that that's where the money went.
Well, I would think, sure, because you don't see that direct, tangible... lift that you would hope to get in the way of actual personnel to deal with, I'm sure. Because, listen, there's a lot of folks, I think, that feel that there's a separate budget for research and development that's its own discipline, and then there's a separate budget for actual personnel. There's not just one big combined budget for both, but Nutting has just said, here's your budget, do with it what you will. And we've discussed this, you know, months ago.
Why would we be talking about this in April? Just have at it your way, man.
So, I mean, but again, I mean, is that on the owner, though? And I think that that's a fit because I think the way that other organizations are structured is you have your own budget, your own pot of money for R&D, and then your own budget, not just one big one, you have to choose either or.
I would put that on the owner. And I think
there should have been more oversight, is what you're saying, Chris.
There should have been. And I'm going to project a little bit here based on just what I know Dayon has written in the past. I think he would be more aligned with the owner than the GM, broadly speaking. I think Dayon
on a daily basis the GM should be fired. I don't read DK
every day on a daily basis, so that was redundant. I mean, he also wrote the, hey, the Pirates' finances are X, Y, and Z, and this is why, you know, they allowed me this look into it. So I think it makes more sense that he would be probably pro-owner, such as it is, and very much anti-GM.
Dan will be listening pregame tonight. Thank you.
All right, guys.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.